700 years before the birth of Christ, God called Isaiah, a man of royal lineage, to prophetic service. The start of his service was marked by a glorious vision. He saw the Lord God sitting in a majestic heavenly temple upon a high throne. Six winged seraphim encircled the Lord. With two wings they covered their faces, and with two wings they covered their feet. And with two wings they flew about, crying out one to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pillars of the heavenly temple shook from their shouts, and in the temple arose the smoke of incense.
After about 50 years of fervent prayer for a child, her parents
parents, Joachim and Anna, were blessed with Mary in their old age. As promised to God, Joachim and Anna dedicated Mary to him and brought her to live in the temple as a three-year-old child, where Mary was permitted to visit the temple's holiest place.
Troubled by Gabriel.
Gabriel's greetings. But the angel assured her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Because she had pledged to remain a virgin for her life, Mary asked Gabriel how it was possible that she would bear a child, "since I do not know a man." Gabriel replied that the Holy Spirit of God would come upon her, and that the power of the Highest would overshadow her, so that the Holy One born of her would be called the Son of God. Gabriel told Mary that with God nothing will be impossible.
Thank you.
Mary willingly accepted God's message from the Archangel Gabriel, saying, "Let it be to me according to your word," and praised God from her heart.
Thank you. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver our Savior. Perhaps because the large census was being conducted, Mary and Joseph were unable to find accommodations at the inn for Mary to give birth. Jesus was probably born in one of the caves in the hills surrounding Bethlehem that often housed domestic animals. After his birth, Jesus was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger or feeding trough for livestock.
God in the highest, and on earth.
had it come to pass, which the Lord had made known to them.
Blessed is He.
Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
To the Lord of the earth, and praise him in heaven.
the appearance of the star signified the birth of a god or deified king. Herod consulted the chief priests of Jerusalem, asking where the Messiah would be born, and they read to him from the prophet Micah. But you, O Bethlehem, house of Ephrathah, though you are the fewest in number among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. His goings forth were from the beginning, even from everlasting. So Herod sent the Magi to Bethlehem, and the star went before them until it stood over the place where the Christ child lay. Another way.